Macmillan Audio presents Death, Doom, and Detention by Dorinda Jones. Read for you by Lorelei King.
Prologue. I was 6 years old, napping in the back seat of my father's car, when I first saw the end of the world. Granddad had preached that morning about loving thy neighbors, and I fell asleep wondering if he meant all our neighbors or just the ones right next door. Thankfully, Tabitha Sind didn't live right next door. She lived a few houses down from us, so surely I couldn't be held accountable for not loving her. She'd pulled my hair in kindergarten, on purpose. As my eyes drifted shut on the ride home after Sunday dinner, I figured I'd have to at least try to love her. Granddad said so. So I pondered how I was going to manage such a miraculous feat as the car swayed and the sun cast shadows that slid across the back glass, coaxing my eyes shut for longer and longer periods of time until I fell into a deep slumber. Or so I thought. What seemed like seconds later, a vision, so bright it blinded me, so sharp it ripped through my skull, flashed hot in my mind. I'd had the vision before, but only in dreams, and never with such urgency, such desperation. This time it had enough weight behind it to seize my lungs.